From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Very exciting show for you today. Harry Shearer of The Show and The Simpsons and Spinal Tap, among many other things, will be joining us to play our Not My Job game later on. But I got to say, we almost didn't have a show for you today because we spent a good part of the week just staring at our computers waiting for the big Japanese tsunami to hit. Big earthquake, maybe you heard, off the coast of Japan. Government there tells the people on the coast to flee for their lives. They were using a system put in place during the giant radioactive monster epidemic of the late 1950s. And then, finally, at the end of the week, the wave hit the shore, all 16 inches of it. I mean, can you really call it a tsunami when the worst possible outcome is that the hem of your capri pants gets a little damp? So we were disappointed. We were a little down. You can give us a lift by playing our games. Call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole. How are things in New York?
Pretty rainy, but otherwise fine.
It's still the center of the universe. What do you do there?
I am a writer with a day job.
There you are. Okay, what do you write?
I write essays, and I'm working on a novel that I've been working on for years.
Well, when you finish it and become famous, remember us, won't you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Nicole. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and the author of the new book, There's Nothing in This Book That I Meant to Say, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi. Hey,
Nicole. Nicole, what is your day job?
I work in the liquor industry.
I worked in the liquor industry. What do you mean you work in the liquor industry? What is?
I work for a wine distributor.
Oh.
We distribute wine and spirits across America.
That's what she does.
We make a lot of people very happy.
There you go.
Oh, there.
Also say hello to comedian Paul Provenza.
Hello, Nicole.
Also say hello to a humorist and author most recently of Feet in the Street, Rambles Around New Orleans, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hello.
Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank
you're
you.
Going to start us off, as is our tradition, with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here's your first quote.
I can't believe they're self-destructing before they even get started. Everyone on our side is giddy.
That was Representative Ray LaHood of Illinois talking about what group of people who, having defeated their enemies, immediately started attacking each other.
That was not in my prep material.
Oh. I'll give you a hint. They usually attack each other. The only thing different this time is they're doing it after a victory.
The Democrats.
There you go.
I drank a little before, you know, because I was nervous.
Remember to distribute the spirits.
Yeah.
Today, apparently.
Yeah, you gotta distribute it.
The confetti from the Democratic victory parties was hardly swept up when the Democrats, continuing a grand tradition that goes back to the founding of the party by Thomas Jefferson, started beating on each other like 3-year-old girls fighting over a Barbie. Donald Fowler, a Democratic leader from South Carolina, told the New York Times, quote, "We have different people from different backgrounds, and we see things differently." And then, this is absolutely true, by the way, he sighed and said, "We're nuts. We're all nuts."
How come he's not speaker? It's really got a way.
Now, the biggest fight, of course, was over who would be the House Majority Leader when Steny Hoyer defeated Speaker-to-be Nancy Pelosi's preferred candidate. Pelosi congratulated the winner and then said, quote, "I'll get you, my pretty." All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Poppy Bush and James Baker gave Sonny the presidency to play with, and he broke it. So now they're taking it back.
That was Maureen Dowd of the New York Times talking about how James Baker and other friends of President Bush's dad are now the ones who everybody expects to step in and solve what problem?
The escape plan of Iraq.
Exactly, Iraq. Very good. We have amended Colin Powell's old Pottery Barn rule about invading countries. It's been amended. Instead of you break it, you own it, it's now you break it, you appoint a commission of your dad's friends and wait 6 months for them to bail you out. The commission, which we expect to instantly solve the Iraq quagmire, most likely through the use of magical happy rays, is like the love boat of politics. Look, there's James Baker. Remember him? Good old Lee Hamilton. Is he still alive? And as your cruise director, Sandra Day O'Connor. The single best member, though, single best member, Vernon Jordan, who, you will all remember, Bill Clinton first turned to help him deal with Monica Lewinsky. So really, what could go wrong? Do you have any anticipation of what the commission report will be, this one that will change everything and save our bacon?
I'm not supposed to share, give it out yet, but I think it's going to be pretty simple, and it's going to be, get out!
I know the title of the report is, uh-oh. Yeah.
Very good. Nicole, here is your last quote.
Girls need clothes and food and tender happiness and frills, a pan, a comb, perhaps a cat.
Now that, believe it or not, is an excerpt from some written wedding vows, which may very well be used at a prominent wedding this weekend in Italy. True fact. So what big celebrity might be offering his bride a pan, a comb, and perhaps a cat?
Tom Cruise.
Yes!
Tom, I don't know why people say he's nuts.
Where did he get the list?
Well, this is the thing. We're, of course, talking about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. They're going to get married this weekend in Italy, we think. They're sort of course, at this point, the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker of Scientology. They're getting married this weekend. It turns out that Scientology offers its adherents, or unwilling prisoners, as the case may be, a choice of wedding ceremonies. What you heard was an excerpt from what's known as the traditional version.
Oh, my heavens.
Ms. Holmes might be happy to know that unlike the Scientology birth ritual, during the marriage ceremony, screaming is allowed. Carl, how did Nicole do in our quiz?
Nicole had 3 correct answers, Peter. She was perfect, so she wins our prize.
Very well done, Nicole.